Listen, I've traveled every road in this here land. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. I've traveled, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere.
This is where Peter Greenberg has been lately.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota, Wichita, Tulsa, Ottawa, Oklahoma, Tampa, Panama, Mattawa, La Paloma, Bangor, Baltimore, Salvador, Amarillo, Tocopilla, Barranquilla, and Padilla. I'm a killer. I've been everywhere.
It sounds like the virus hasn't slowed you down. Hi, Peter.
Good morning. Good morning.
Let's talk first about Southwest Airlines. This is a big deal flying out of O'Hare, isn't it?
It is. You know, for years, Southwest Airlines said they would never fly out of certain cities. They'd never fly out of Denver. They'd never fly out of Miami. They'd never fly out of O'Hare. And guess what? They're flying out of Denver. They're flying out of now Miami, and they're now flying out of O'Hare. This is a big deal because it allows a lot of people to fly an airline they've wanted to fly. It also gives them another more route connectivity that they didn't have before, but it also makes another statement that they think they can compete against the hometown airline, of course, being United.
So they're operating at O'Hare now, and then they're going to fly to Orlando from Chicago starting on the 13th of March, and that should be a popular route, shouldn't it?
It should. You know, there's another thing that's going on, and that is, you know, at a time when not many people are flying, it's still the first quarter. Traditionally and historically, a lot of people don't fly in the first quarter. You would think that airlines would be dropping routes, right? American, United, Delta, and they've done that. But guess what? Frontier has announced 19 new cities in their schedule. Sun Country, 16 new cities. Allegiant, Spirit, and then here comes Southwest, an airline that even pre-pandemic in a given year might, an emphasis on the word might, add one new city. They've announced 12, O'Hare being one of them. So what does this tell you? It tells you that when travel does come back, it'll be led by leisure travelers, vacation travelers, looking for low fares. So the low-fare airlines are flooding the zone because they're getting ready for the second quarter.
Let's talk about the middle seat. Delta announced a week or so ago that they were extending the middle seat block for one more month till the end of April. What are the other airlines doing?
They're not. You see, what Delta's done is they got on this very early. It's a marketing. It's a great marketing move. The optics are wonderful. Even pre-pandemic, who wants anybody sitting in the center seat? But when nobody's traveling, it's very easy to block that center seat. And the needle started to move. People were making their travel decisions based on no middle seat. Now, the reason why Delta delayed it for another month before they go back to the old days is the same reason why everybody's waiting. They know nothing's going to happen now till the beginning of the second quarter. So why not continue to block that center seat?
So do I have this right? American is blocking the middle seat at least till July 1. And I'm not sure what United is doing. What are they doing?
It's news to me if American's blocking the middle seat. I've been on a lot of American Airlines flights lately. I haven't seen a single middle seat that wasn't taken.
Really? Okay. Yeah. Let's see. I'm looking at something here that says United removed any restrictions early in the pandemic, but a Wall Street Journal report has a July 1 date after American, where when they're talking about the airlines shifting back to the middle. So we need
to
check.
Well, you know
on
what
that.
They're saying? It's a language thing. What they're saying is we'll make all best efforts.
Oh, I see.
And by the way, United said the same thing, and then United said they'd also alert passengers if their flight was more than 60% full, so they might want to rebook another flight. They never said they were going to block the middle seat across the board.
Hotels, it seems like they're doing a lot to keep everybody safe. What are you hearing about the hotel business, and what are you hearing about what hotels are doing in this pandemic?
Well, you know, if you're operating below 40%, it's amazing what you can do in terms of occupancy. A number of hotels are pivoting to give you day passes or week passes to basically work from the hotel. Since everybody's working from home, why not work from a hotel? Marriott's gone one step beyond that. They have another division called Villas and Homes by Marriott. And what they did is this is pre-pandemic again, they went out and amassed a portfolio of about 16,000 vacation homes, 10,000 of which are in the United States. And all of a sudden, if you take a look at what they're charging for those homes, you divide that by either one large family or two families of four, it becomes an affordable alternative to do everything you wanted to do in terms of working from home, learning from home, social distancing, and saving a lot of money, no commuting, no gas, no going out to restaurants, eating at home, and other hotels now are following suit. So you're going to start seeing that as long as hotel occupancies are under 40% and the hotels have those kind of other portfolios, you're going to see that change start to happen across the board.
And I saw that Marriott and Hyatt are using those electrostatically charged disinfectant mists in the cleaning process. So they're getting serious, and they have been serious about this, haven't they?
Well, the hotels have been doing this almost from day one. Hilton, Marriott, you know, Hilton does the same thing that you just mentioned, and they have seals on the door. When they finish the seal, and they actually put a physical seal on the door, the only person who breaks that seal is you. And, of course, you need to have a conversation before you ever check in to make sure that either you want housekeeping in the room, because if you do, you have to request it while you're there. If not, they're not coming in at all during your stay.
And cruise lines getting busy for next year, is that the story there?
They're getting very busy for next year. Their forward-looking bookings are huge. One cruise line put their World Cruise on sale about 2 weeks ago, and this is not an inexpensive cruise. Like, you know, it goes for about 179 days. You know, the minimum cabin charge is probably $25,000 to $30,000. It sold out in an hour.
Wow.
So there's pent-up demand. Now, the real question you want answered is, when are they going to start sailing this year? And that's still up in the air, simply because they're waiting for the CDC to give them permission to do it, based on about 75 different protocols they have to perform to in terms of design, procedures, boarding choices, ports. There's so many other variables that are coming in, but I'll make you a prediction. No cruise ship, at least a U.S.-based cruise ship, is going to sail anywhere until they implement a new rule that a number of cruise ships are starting to do, and that is you cannot even book a cabin unless you can show proof of vaccination.
Yes, I mean, I think that's what everybody needs to do. Get vaccinated. Peter Greenberg, Eye on Travel, and you hear him on WGN Saturday afternoon, 1 until 4. Always good information and a lot of fun, too. Thanks, Peter.
Anytime.